Good afternoon. I'm back once again down in the deep underground, the Gawler Civic Centre in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre with Kay Boone, and we're looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Always good to be back.
It is. And this is Wednesday, August the 23rd.
My goodness, end of August, yes. Gawler show this weekend coming up.
So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, the Gawler Railway Refectory. Travellers have satirised us most unmercifully of late about the very contemptible apology for a refectory that is allowed by the authorities to disfigure the platform of our railway station. What necessity there is for the tuppenny affair we cannot conceive, seeing that there are a couple of hotels at the station with obliging caterers and that the trains will always stop a sufficient time to enable travellers to procure refreshments at either of them.
So let's whiz over to the railway hotel and go and get a beer or a drink and pop back onto the train. Oh, okay.
Not everyone would have wanted to go to one of the two hotels.
No, a lot of the ladies wouldn't, or they'd have to stand at the window or get someone to get them a drink.
Yes, yes, because it wasn't always considered respected, especially for women it wasn't.
I still feel uncomfortable walking into a front bar.
Front bars in Australia tend to be still very blokey.
I really find it, I just sort of look at them and I think, just keep going, or excuse me, you know, they're low-key or something. I just don't feel...
Also the design of them, you're designed to sit at the bar, whereas in an English pub or an Irish pub, the bar's small and there's a big seating,
you can sit down.
Casual, relaxed. It's a very different vibe.
Yeah, it is a different vibe, and I'm very comfortable in hotels overseas, but not in Australia.
Anyway,
100 years ago, rationalism, quote, dead, end quote. That Gawler has little time for the rationalistic theory of waning religion and a growing belief of evolution was strikingly demonstrated on Saturday night when a well-known Australian rationalist lecturer was freely advertised to lecture on a tattered Bible and a mutilated Christ. Had one lady not sufficient interest to attend as a critic, it would not have been revealed the success or otherwise of the lecture, as indicated by the size of the audience, for apart from the lecturer and his three colleagues, she was the only one present.
Okay, so that's an Australian, because there was a English rationalist who was travelling around at the time giving lectures at the same time, but that does state Australian.
A growing belief of evolution, rational, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I guess back then evolution wasn't taught at schools. It would have still been considered a radical theory.
Okay. It doesn't sound rational to me. But anyway, I'm an evolutionist.
Yes.
Go figure.
Me too. 50 years ago, 200,000 sports complex planned. The Elliott Googe Memorial Park at Williston is to be developed as a $200,000 sporting and recreation complex. Work on the project, initiated by the Williston Football Club with the assistance of the Gawler Lions Club, Gawler Apex Club and Gawler Town Council, will begin this year. An Olympic-sized swimming pool, basketball stadium, two ovals, six squash courts are included in the project.
I don't remember the swimming pool.
No.
I'm not sure about the squash courts. I think there's two ovals there, isn't there, or is it? Is there only the one?
I'm supposed to know there's only the one. I don't think the squash courts are there, or basketball stadium.
It's planned, so it never went ahead.
No. And the swimming pool, well, 60 years ago, Gawler Swimming Pool was being developed, and that is an Olympic-sized pool.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
That is...
In the early 1960s, so...
Yeah.
Mm. So we got... hang on, I had an anniversary recently.
Yes, they had the anniversary last year.
The 50th anniversary.
It was the 50th.
Yes.
Which was made by community, initiated by the community.
Yep.
So this one would have been completely superfluous, given we had this wonderful swimming pool that was amazing initiative, the Gawler Swimming Pool.
Really impressive. It was really wonderful.
It's really fantastic. We have a lot of oral histories about the creation of that at the moment on the site, and it's an inspiring story.
25 years ago, sessions on the 2000 bug, the year 2000 millennial bug, which has the potential to play havoc with computers, is to be addressed at two information sessions by the Northern Adelaide Business Enterprise Centre. Mr. Ian Rohde, project manager for the SA Government's Focus on Business in relation to the year 2000, will speak on the bug and what to do about it. Any operators of small business in the area are invited to attend. Well, nothing happened, but was that because we were planned and planned for it?
No, because it was a whole lot of hype about nothing. It was all it meant was that the clocks and computers might reset. But there was this big hype that, you know, it could be the end of computing.
Planes might fall out of
Yes, and it was rubbish because the clock on the computer is just a little side thing. It doesn't control the computer. It has no... So Justin at work was put onto one of these committees.
Oh, was he?
And he just sat there laughing at them saying, no, but this is nonsense. No, but this is nonsense. No, this is all nonsense. And he was...
Yeah.
So he would have loved that story because it was... Yes, there was all these dire predictions that had no rational... And even I was thinking, how can the clock and the computer affect? Because it's just a little time thing.
That I think that the concern was that the clock might affect the mechanism that gave the instruction to do things.
It doesn't. It's not connected. There was a lot of... Oh, worldwide.
Yeah. Remember I know there was a lot of panic.
Yeah, there was. And it was all... Yes.
We all wake up on the 1st of January and everything was fine.
Yes, everything was fine. So, 10 years ago, a golden new look for pub. Work on the newly named Golden Fleece Hotel is coming closer to completion with a 12-metre-long timber bar spread across two rooms to be installed next week, along with the glass bifold doors and timber flooring. The ceiling in the hotel, formerly known as the Old Spot Hotel, will also soon be finished, the walls painted and all final fixtures installed. The historic hotel at 77 Murray Street has been under redevelopment since late last year and is beginning to take its final form. So, yes, that was a very controversial project because it originally was the site of the old morgue. It was right behind there that James Martin set up his first business.
Oh, so
it's, you know, it's so
I know there was
integral.
Contention over the name as well because it was the old spot, wasn't it?
Yes,
but then that used to get confused with the one down at Salisbury. So. I think that
and
was
names can change back.
Yeah, they do. They come and they go.
So a while the PA was called Fibber McGee's, and then they reverted to
PA, which was much better.
Yes.
Well, that's it.
Yes, that's it for this week.
Well, it's always interesting, isn't it?
It is.
So we'll speak to you next week.
Yes.
Thanks, Jeanette.
Next week. Thanks, Kate. Bye.
For all